Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, another Trump meltdown? Conan O'Brien says Donald Trump's meltdown has begun and predicts when the candidate will be completely melted. Note to Trump haters, don't get your hopes up. Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon all have different takes on that moment in one of Trump's recent rallies when he pointed at a black man and said, "Look at my African-American over here." Jimmy Fallon also explains what made House Speaker Paul Ryan endorse Trump. Him. You need a prescription to get it. All that and much more in today's Punchlines.
Some political experts speculate that Donald Trump's meltdown is beginning. That's what they're saying. Yes, they are now saying his meltdown is beginning. In fact, they're saying that at this rate, he'll be washed up by the end of his second term. So, look forward to that. Oh, wow, the crowd. A little bummed out on that one.
Yeah.
I'm a connoisseur of audience reactions.
Yeah, yeah.
That got a
Evidently, Trump doesn't trust the judge in the case for one very Mexican reason.
I have had horrible rulings. I've been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall. This judge is giving us unfair rulings. Now I say why. Well, I'm building a wall, okay? And it's a wall between Mexico, not another country.
Yes. No, that's important. It's important. Between Mexico, not another country. Proof that Trump doesn't like Mexico and can't name another country. Now, the judge in question, Gonzalo Curiel, was born in the obscure Mexican province of Indiana. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. So it's raised a big question. Is Trump a racist for saying an American can't be trusted because of his heritage? I mean, it's hard for me to judge Trump. My Irish heritage makes me want to fight anyone who looks that much like a potato. I was just racist against myself.
After weeks of hesitation, House Speaker Paul Ryan finally endorsed Donald Trump for president on Thursday. When asked what influenced the decision, Ryan said, "Xanax." lots of Xanax.
Trump's point is he cannot be judged by a member of any group that he has offended. So that means no Mexican judges, no Muslim judges, no Asian judges, no women judges, unless she's a 10. Trump's insulted the Pope, so no Catholic judges. He called everyone in Iowa stupid, so no judges that eat corn. And you know what? Maybe Trump might be more comfortable if he couldn't tell the judge's race or gender. Maybe cover the judge up in an unbiased robe. Make it a white robe, maybe with a matching hood. That seems about right. Don't know who it is. Gotta be fair. That way, it's got to be fair.
Trump created even more controversy recently by claiming the judge presiding over his Trump University lawsuit is biased and said he should be disqualified because of his Mexican heritage. When asked if his attacks would hurt his standing with Hispanic voters, Trump was like, "Good point. Hispanics should be disqualified from voting, too. I mean, they shouldn't vote. They don't like me, either."
But there is one minority group Trump is reaching out to and pointing at.
We had a case where we had an African-American guy who was a fan of mine. Great fan. Great guy. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. You know what I'm... look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Well, it shocked some people, but Trump did say he was going to start acting presidential. And look at my African-American does sound like something Thomas Jefferson might have said.
Man, everyone's talking about this. Donald Trump was talking about his supporters at a rally in California on Friday, and he picked someone out of the audience. So just listen to what he said.
We had a case where we had an African-American guy who was a fan of mine. Great fan. Great guy. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. You know what I'm... look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Anyway, glad you're here. Tell all the other African-Americans I said hello. All right, will you please? Thank you for doing that.
In Trump's defense, the man he was pointing at was an African-American Trump supporter. Though if you only got one, it would be nice to learn the guy's name.
A new poll found that Donald Trump's recent outrageous comments might cost him the state of Florida. Yeah. Yeah, you know things are bad when a candidate is considered too crazy for Florida. Yes. Too crazy for Florida.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.